This is a really, really good episode of the podcast. You guys can really get a lot out of this. You have to listen to the entire thing. The ending is really, really, really important. You're not going to get the full effect of the ending unless you listen to the entire thing all the way through.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast. Your weekly look inside Iowa State, the sports scene, pop culture, and...
You know what? Forget this. When's the last time these guys ever stayed on topic?
About anything. The Cyclone Fanatic Podcast is powered by Charterhouse Real Estate. Charterhouse Real Estate is real estate redefined. Learn more about Charterhouse Real Estate on the forums of Cyclone Fanatic or charterhouseiowa.com.
It's a new beginning.
And now, hello. Please welcome your hosts, Chris Williams.
Are you not aware that I get farty and bloated with a foamy latte?
My mistake, Shackleton.
Your mistake indeed.
Mark Charter.
Because only one thing counts in this life. Get them to sign on the line which is dotted. A always B B C closing. Always be closing.
And Adam Gradham.
There is one person in every group of friends that nobody fucking likes.
Hey, what's up? It's another Thursday. You know what that means. It means we're hanging out at the Charterhouse Real Estate offices. And Adam Gray's going to be drinking and eating cat food later on today. What's up, guys?
More specifically, Friskies, turkey and cheese dinner. But here's the best part.
It doesn't sound that bad.
Turkey, no, it sounds good.
Turkey and cheese dinner in gravy. So it isn't just that. You get the extra gravy. And I've already pre-poured you at least half your shot. William says I need to add more to that thing.
Well, I mean,
and it does.
Look at it.
It does have the consistency of gravy and snot. So I might be nice to you and throw a little water in there just so you can actually drink
it. It's not really that bad. We've all tasted snot. I mean, it tastes like your own.
The texture and consistency of it is probably not the best. So Greg claims to be actually excited for this.
You don't look like me without enjoying gravy, guys. I'm just telling you that right now.
So are you happy that I at least went name brand? I went Purina Friskies. I didn't do some off-brand.
That you are a hell of a friend.
Now, Williams, you texted me something interesting earlier today. You said, and I don't know if this is true or not, but you said your wife, who is a vet, said there's not a whole lot of difference between cat food and human food.
There's really not. I mean, look at the ingredients. I mean, I'm sure there's a little bit of difference, but it's the same. I mean, I doubt it is as, like, clean. You know, there's certain things that the Food and Drug Administration makes you go through for humans that I'm sure is different for a dog.
I'm reading the ingredients.
But I mean, it's real meat. It's not.
Well, here you go. I'm gonna tell you what's actually in here. And there's a lot of those complicated words like tripolyphosphate, things like that. But the main ingredients up front, ingredients, water sufficient for processing.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. It's not as that's quality in of ingredients.
Then it says turkey, wheat, gluten,
see,
chicken.
That's all normal.
Corn starch modified, soy flour, artificial and natural flavors.
That's in all of our
cheese.
Stuff.
Cheese. There's actual cheese in
you
this.
You gotta get your dairy.
Calcium phosphate, soybean oil, and then my favorite.
Sounds delicious,
my
guys.
Favorite. It literally says there are meat byproducts in this thing.
Yeah, see, that's where it gets a little frisky.
So that's what that means. Like, if I had to define that, that means you're about to drink something. This thing has lips and assholes in it. That's what it has.
Lips, okay.
So meat byproducts.
Wow.
That's the stuff that we don't want to eat. The cats are fine with it.
Do you have a cat at home?
I do.
Oh, so did you already have
no,
this?
No. She eats the dry stuff. I had to buy this special for you. This is $1.29 a can. So I spent $2.60. on you for the bet this week, which was nice, you know? I went all out, man. I could have spent 99 cents a can. I went $1.29.
All right.
Just because I care.
No, I'm excited about this.
You're not excited.
Can we get it going right now? I'm hungry.
It's even a fresh one.
No,
this
you
one
have
is
to wait.
This one is best before April of 2018. So you don't have to worry about any expiration date.
Nice.
It's beautiful.
Nice.
Well, you better win your picks this week, right?
I got to do better than last week. Last week was terrible. It's embarrassing.
1-4.
Started off 1-0. Started off with such promise after the Friday night game. and then went downhill, and then I got hosed in the last game. But yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Oh yeah, you did get hosed. Yeah.
What's up, boys?
Nothing.
Can I thank our Fockers out there
for what?
For being nice to me for once. We posted the interview on Tuesday.
What interview?
You know damn well what interview. The Noreen Gosh interview.
I have not listened to it, and I probably won't, but I heard it was okay. Adam told me that it was acceptable to put on the website, so
it was a good podcast.
Thanks for the support.
No, I put it up there, and it was in the nice featured slot for a long time. In fact, it still is.
Normally, if you go to the comment section of the podcast, either I'm not mentioned at all, or if I am mentioned, it's basically like, there's Charter talking about his money again, or Charter sucks, or
I'm usually the one posting it,
or whatever. Yeah, things like that. But on this one, I don't think there was a single negative comment. In fact, there are a lot of very positive, good interview, thanks for posting type comments. So
don't let your head get too big.
Thanks, guys, for caring.
Give them about 4 hours, and they're all going to start ripping you again.
Well, of course. But, you know, this is the norm. We're back to the norm. So it was
Did you figure out what you needed to figure out with this lady?
I don't think there's anything to actually figure out. It's
Did you solve the crime?
In a lot of ways, the crime has been solved, in my opinion. That's the interesting thing.
The police department was.
That's why I wonder why she's still working the case. That part of it I never quite understand. Why are you working the case still?
Yeah, and there were some of our listeners posted some interesting questions on the forum about that, and why didn't the police do more, and all of that stuff, and talk about going down the rabbit hole. If you start to do some Googling on this one, you're going to be spending a while on the internet. It just keeps going deeper and deeper. So it's a vast conspiracy theory that started right here in Iowa.
Someday if I have a couple hours, I want to watch that Netflix deal, and then I'll come back and listen to this.
I think the Netflix documentary, for those that are still interested, is really good. And then Noreen tells a few things in our interview that weren't in the documentary as
well. So are you guys like texting each other and stuff now?
We are not. We are not. That might be the last time I see her.
But, what's the next investigative Mark Charter report?
You know, I got to thinking because people actually liked it. If no one had said anything or said that sucked, that probably would have been the last one. But if I can find somebody else that's really interesting to talk to, I might do that. So, a celebrity. Should I get a celebrity? Like a real one? We could do that.
We went to the Bachelor's house.
Like I said, a real one?
Yeah. One that somebody
He's a real celebrity.
He is not.
Yes, he is. How is he not a real celebrity?
What if I
like that doesn't even make any sense. Like you could not appreciate a celebrity, but he's a celebrity.
Yeah.
What percentage of people in America have to know who a guy is for them to be considered a celebrity? 10%?
Dude.
15%, 20%?
You're vastly underestimating
how many people watch
that show.
Just knowing, I would say that at any given point, probably at least 30 million Americans would know who that was.
Yes.
Right now you think 30 million Americans would know his name?
Probably.
Yeah, I would guess.
Probably. Or recognize a photo. Yeah. I mean, that's only 10%.
Like
of
what
the
hell do you have to be to like be
That's a, what I want to know. What's the criteria?
I think he's a
That D, guy is a celebrity.
He's a D-list celebrity.
Yeah.
And by celebrity I mean could he get free stuff, free entrances to things, invitations? Absolutely could.
No question.
So he's a minor celebrity that will eventually not be a celebrity at all.
I met a guy who's a Cyclone fan. He probably listens to this. I won't drop his name or anything, but he came over to Bondurant when RVTV was in town, and he knows Souls really well. Like they used to work together and stuff. Says he's a really good guy.
Well, you could vouch for that. You met him. I think that A-list. I need to go after an A-list celebrity.
Like who? What A-list celebrity is going to come to the Charterhouse Real Estate office?
None of them, but we could do a phoner.
I think you need to get Brad Pitt to tell his side of the story right now.
Yeah.
You know, people are
Jolie's just crushing him.
Killing the guy.
Yeah, but at what point do you care? I mean, the guy's rich. I've
never cared, to be honest with you.
I care for Brad. I hope he does. I hope he lands on his feet.
Because
I'm a human being.
That's why. Yeah, no, it won't be Brad Pitt, but we could find somebody. You'd be surprised. Sometimes people are just in a good mood and say yes.
Get a Kardashian.
That would be which one?
I don't care.
Any?
Doesn't matter to me. Robert. Any? I think you got to go with Robert. Or he's dead, isn't he? Isn't the dad dead now? Who was OJ's friend?
Yeah, he died quite a while ago.
He died, yeah.
He had cancer. Was it Robert? Robert's the kid.
Yeah. Oh, is that the kid? I can't keep my Kardashian straight.
Yeah. would you guys be willing to go to your boss after I come back to you and say, Kim Kardashian has agreed to an interview in her home in L.A.? I need airfare out there.
If Charter House pays for it.
Yeah, I was going to say, would you go to your boss and say, we need some tickets to go out there? You'd want to go with for that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd stay at home, of course.
We'd get to meet Northwest.
That's why you'd want to go?
Just because I love that name.
Dude, Kanye may be walking around.
Walking around like in a... Like nude.
Can you imagine Kanye jumping on the interview to say what he needs to say?
Did you ever see the South Park episode of the gay fish episode?
No.
Oh my gosh.
No.
It's so funny. Go to YouTube and Google Kanye West South Park fish sticks.
Those guys are brilliant.
The whole time is Kanye West is like his character on there is talking about how he loves to eat fish sticks.
Yeah.
And the South Park guys are saying fish dicks.
Yeah.
But Kanye doesn't understand the joke. And then at the end of the show, it's like Kanye finally coming out of the closet that he's a gay fish.
Yeah.
And it's like him making out with all these. It sounds very.
Those guys are brilliant.
It sounds very immature, but it. And it is very immature, but it's freaking hilarious.
I like how they work around things on that show, too, because there's been rumors for a long time that Tom Cruise is gay, but they couldn't come out and say that on their episode. So they actually, in the episode, put Tom Cruise into a closet that he would refuse to come out of. So celebrities are knocking on the door going, come on, Tom, come out of the closet already.
When was this? Was this recent?
No, this was years ago.
I haven't seen that one.
Years ago. But that was a good one. So, and they just, of course, tackled the debate of the national anthem stuff, too.
Oh, how did that one go? I haven't seen that one.
They, well, it was what we were talking about earlier before we started. Just they're all there for a South Park volleyball game, and the stands are packed, not to see who plays, but to see if the black girl on the team is going to stand or sit for the national anthem. So they're all, but instead, one of the other white girls on the team sits first. They're like, oh my God, Sally Witherspoon just sat down, and it's hilarious.
Freaking,
I love those guys.
ESPN did that on Sunday. It drove me nuts.
Oh, focused on it?
Well, that was like their, like on their NFL front page section was a list of players who protested the national anthem. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, now we're making a little bit.
My point is, so you're protesting to get a change going, and probably that change is not something you're going to be able to tangibly see has changed. So does that mean that Kaepernick for the rest of his career is sitting?
I don't know.
Well, yeah, because he's the backup.
Good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, well done.
I don't know. You have to ask him that question. Maybe he's your celebrity.
He's the next interview, dude.
That's your guy.
He's the next interview.
That's your guy.
Can I embellish our listener numbers a little bit to get them to come on?
Yeah, I don't care. You say whatever you want.
100,000.
How do you think we get you to pay for advertising?
Yeah, Gray has been lying to me for years.
Do you guys want to talk about Iowa State football?
Please. I'm tired of the South Park. I didn't know South Park was still on TV.
Hey, we won a game.
We did.
Holy
oh, my God. We probably
crap.
Should talk about it, huh?
That was a nice day of football. I was in the stands. It was a beautiful day out. You know, we're kicking their butt.
Were you hot in the stands? I had a lot of people that told me they had to leave early.
No, it was a little hot, but occasionally you'd get a nice breeze blowing through there. And I'm a spoiled end zoner. So we had the Sukup building to go into, and it was frigid in there.
Bragging about his money again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a nice building.
I've never been in there, actually.
That's a very nice building.
I've been in there.
We used to get to do pregame from there, and then they moved us back outside.
Soon you'll be doing the games from, like, the Sukup practice facility. They'll be moving you even further away.
No, they wanted this outside because it's good for the fans, they say.
No, I think it's good. I'd
much rather be away from everybody.
Are you out front on the north end then?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, right outside in front of the Jacobson.
Yeah, a lot of people there. I agree.
So they put that huge TV there. We're right underneath that TV.
So, Charter, bowl game now? Got to win?
You
looking better?
Back
on the bowl game?
That's still a solid no.
Okay.
I just published a piece. We could go through this piece today.
Let's do it.
Let's talk about your piece.
Was it a beautiful piece?
What?
Come on. Can we grow up, Mark?
I just said let's talk about your piece. That's all I said.
It's titled Five Reasons to be Bullish on the Cyclones.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, good Lord.
You freaking media.
Now,
I want to hear your spin on
bullish.
This.
Now, did you spell
bullish means
no,
good,
did,
Adam?
Yeah.
I know what bullish means.
Exactly, but my question is did you spell bullish B-O-W-L for the purposes of the title?
No, but I should have.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to
know. I should go and change it and put it in capital letters.
You should have. What do you got?
Okay, number one is offensive line improvement and continuity. They still stink, but they're getting better. And it's not like Big 12 defenses are juggernauts.
Good.
So
now is
that that's good, and it. There's other there's trickle down things where it makes life easier on everybody else. Obviously, when your line gets better, that I don't think that they're going to be a good line at any point this year. However, I find it hard to believe that they can be much worse than they were the first 2 weeks.
I know you needed things to write about and find your five bullet points, but isn't the fact that they're getting better a given?
No.
You think they're just going to get worse?
I've seen Iowa State lines get worse
from game to game to game.
I have. I've seen Iowa State lines.
Considering how bad they had been, it's hard to imagine that they would have kept getting worse.
Correct.
After the first or second game, you wrote an article, I believe, and you said this could be the worst Iowa State offensive line's ever been.
In modern day Iowa State football.
Yeah, I never quite agreed with it because the way I always looked at it, you go back and look at every time we've played you and I in Iowa, we've never ran the ball very good against them, ever.
No, like, but
never have.
Sure, I agree, but you can just look at guys and know. And you can talk to people and know. And people in the program are saying, we're going to really be bad.
And now we're down our two starting tackles.
Correct. There's a reason why, I mean.
I'm not saying it's a good line. I think so far this year, honestly, when I watch them, they're fine.
They pass protect okay.
They're fine. They're not good. They're not bad. I don't think they're bad. They're okay.
They're bad.
Is the pass protection been bad?
It's been okay.
There's been holes for Warren to run in the last two or three games.
Yeah, they've gotten better. That's what I wrote about.
Yeah.
You read the piece. The last two games, that's why I'm bullish.
Yeah, they're
because
okay.
Because they're getting better.
I didn't think they were as bad the first two games as everyone else did because I looked at it and said, this doesn't look any different than the last time we played you and I or Iowa. We look like this every time we try to run the ball against you and I or Iowa. Our stats always suck. I didn't take anything away
from
it.
I'm going to make Chris a deal. I'm going to read his piece after he listens to the interview. There we go.
Charter's checking out.
It'll take you 3 minutes to read my piece.
It'll take you an hour and 15.
I don't have an hour and 15 to listen to you and Noreen Gosh.
Fine. Just whatever, man.
Sorry.
Just bury your head in the sand.
The M position, I like this this combination of Trevor Ryan and Deshante Jones.
Yeah.
I like these guys a lot, and especially if the line continues to improve and a running game, some semblance of a running game is there. Because defenses are always going to have to pay a lot of attention to Alan Lazard. I think Daly's just good enough to be able to make some people pay on the other side. And something's got to be open. And I like Trevor Ryan and Deshante Jones. And if you combine their stats, they play the same position. They've got more receptions at that position than any other player on the team, including Alan Lazard. I like these guys.
I love them.
It's kind of an identity starting to form, too.
Yeah. No, they're both playmakers. Deshante, actually, it was nice to see him make a play downfield, too. Obviously, a beautiful throw by Lanning.
Yeah, Lanning nailed that, man.
That throw was unbelievable. What's the deal with Akeem Butler? Is he just still hurt?
Yeah, he's
still banged up?
He's dinged up. I think you'll see more and more of him every week.
You put him in there. That's a nice starting five. And even I like Carson Evans, too. We have six, I'd say, quality Big 12 wide receivers.
I would agree with that.
And usually, we're happy if we have one or two.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that.
What do you think, Charter? Are you still reading?
Do you like the M position, Mark?
I have no thoughts on that.
Okay. Third reason to be bullish on the Cyclones is Justin Thomas.
I do like him.
He stands out, man.
Yep.
This Pro Football Focus website, they analytical, or that it's nothing analytics about it. They break down film. They tweeted last night that Thomas leads all Big 12 defensive ends in pass rush productivity. That's 9 pressures on 56 pass rush attempts. And he's played his best two games as a Cyclone in the last 2 weeks. And we all kind of knew the light would click at some point for him, and I think it's on.
Yeah, and when he makes plays, too, what happens is they have to start double-teaming him. And then you saw
Bailey.
Bailey make a play, and then who's
J.D.
Wagner got a sack because no one blocked him. I mean, they literally said, hike. Two guys collapsed on Thomas, and he was wide open to run in for a sack.
If you had DeMond Tucker, who's always going to create attention, and
he's got to play better, but yeah.
I know, but the guy next to him is not very good. So if you've got Justin, too, so that's two guys who – I agree that he's got to play better, but defenses are never going to ignore him either.
No.
So then that's two guys who you consider doubling.
Yeah. Well, Tucker is better against the pass than he is in the run right now.
As far as
the disruptive.
Yeah, I would agree with that. So I like Justin Thomas.
Okay.
Now, this one I believe is a cliche. However, we're looking for some positive today. So they say that turnovers are contagious, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many interceptions has Iowa State dropped the last 2 years?
78.
A ton of them.
Is that an official stat?
The point is they got four on Saturday.
They dropped two.
Yeah, and they did. So maybe, just maybe, there's a little confidence built up. Maybe you start seeing a little more pressure on the quarterback. And if turnovers really are contagious, which I don't believe, I think that's a cliche, but we're being positive again.
Yeah.
Then they should have some more turnovers coming their way.
I like our secondary. Now, obviously, we're playing against a backup quarterback at San Jose State and an offensive line that was terrible.
But they
still made plays.
I wrote in that reason to be bullish, combined pressure against a bad offensive line and interceptions against a bad quarterback. So I did put that
caveat. You did put that in there. That's good, yeah. But honestly, besides Iowa State's two breakdowns against Iowa in the first half, and then they had one breakdown this game, their secondaries actually played really well.
They're in the right spot. They just don't ever execute.
Well, there's a couple communication issues.
Game in the first quarter, they were pretty bad.
Yeah, they had a couple communication issues. Other than that.
But they weren't going to win that game anyway.
The talent's there, though, in the secondary. I don't think the talent's there. The linebackers, and there's some spots in the defensive line where they're lacking.
The interior line is still a concern.
Not very good.
Yeah. But the linebackers, I don't think will ever be very good this year. They need a year or two there.
They need new players.
Yeah. So, and then fifth reason to be bullish on the Cyclones is the Big 12's down.
I agree with that 100%.
Way down.
Now, they're still probably going to be an underdog in every game other than Kansas this year. However, I mean, there's been past years where you look at three or four games, it's just like no chance.
Yeah.
If they keep getting better, which and I don't know why they wouldn't, and injuries don't bite them too badly.
What's a game right now that you would say is no chance? Like none?
Oklahoma.
Even though Oklahoma's defense is slower than you?
They're not beating. Look at the history of this.
I'm not saying they're going to, but no chance.
I don't think that they – at Texas, I don't – I think Texas is
– See, I'm not a big believer in Texas.
I'm not a huge believer in them.
I can see them beating Okie State. I've watched a few Okie State games. I mean, they've got good offense, obviously, over there. But Kansas State for sure. Kansas State will beat them.
I think Kansas State's got a chance to win the conference.
Shut up.
Swear to God. Saying it.
That's insane.
The only bad thing about them is they play three tough road games.
They'll lose this weekend.
At West Virginia. They win that game.
Well, okay. If they win that game, I'll have a conversation with you.
Put it down.
I mean, what have they shown you that makes you think that?
I liked them against Stanford. I thought they just couldn't get out of their own way. I thought they made some uncharacteristic mistakes that Snyder doesn't do. They'll be all right. They have Snyder as a coach. And Chris has been writing them off, and you never write Snyder off.
Well, you can't ever officially write off a vampire. I mean, technically, they're never going to die. So, you know.
They got as good of a chance as anyone. Have you watched Oklahoma's defense this year?
Yeah.
That's slow.
Dude, it doesn't matter. They're still going to beat Iowa State.
Well, no, I'm talking Kansas State now. I'm off the Iowa State thing.
Off. Way, way
done.
I don't know who Iowa State will beat.
Texas Tech would be an interesting game.
Well, Texas Tech, you're going to have a chance because their defense is so terrible.
Literally the second worst.
You got to hope, like with Texas Tech, it's the second to last week. You got to hope that they're just completely have nothing to play for, and Kingsbury is a terrible leader of men, and he can't get his guys jacked up for that one.
If you're the D coordinator of the worst defense in the country or the bottom five, is literally your goal as a D coordinator to simply have your team score one more point than the other? Like, what do you do as a D coordinator when you're that bad?
I honestly feel for a couple of reasons. I feel bad for a coordinator for like a Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah.
Because the offense, the pace of play is so, you're going to be on the field a lot.
You can make that argument, but you can't make the same argument for Kansas.
No.
There's one spot worse.
True. And my thing with Kingsbury is it just, I don't know about him specifically, but I would assume that he just doesn't care about defense as much.
Yeah.
He's the Fred Hoiberg of
– I've made that comparison many times with when Fred was at Iowa State, when people would bitch about the defense. It's like, well, they don't – he didn't care. Like, he just wants to score.
Now, granted, football and basketball are two completely
totally
different.
But I think the comparison still stands, though.
As far as their philosophy.
Yeah,
yes,
like when Cliff absolutely. Kingsbury's sitting around in the summer game planning, he's not studying defense.
He maybe should because they gave up 68 points to
totally
Arizona State.
Totally agree.
Look at those TCU helmets.
By the way, I still say this.
Like,
I know
you guys like those.
Lamar
TCU helmets.
Those are sick.
Yeah, those are cool. people seem to be loving jerseys these days.
Those are awesome.
Yeah, what do you guys think of the Grays?
I love them.
Hey, are you tweeting? When you tweet out about crotchety old men, are you just pretty much pointing the finger right at me?
Yeah, a little bit.
Why don't you just tag me on it? Why don't you just man up?
I do. I'm so sick of, like, crotchety old guys just bitching about little things. I'm tired of
it. Wait. So you can be this young, hip guy bitching about meaningless things, and it's okay, but crotchety old guy's bitching about it, and they're crotchety old guys.
Absolutely.
Oh, get off my lawn.
No, we had this old guy calling the reaction. The Clones just won by 34.
Yep.
Everybody's, like, insanely happy. It's like, it's a beautiful day. Like,
yep.
We should all be happy, and he's bitching about the uniforms.
Completely
like,
wrong.
God.
Completely
shut
wrong.
Up. Just enjoy the win.
He does need to shut up. Now,
when I'm bitching about it, they're going 3-9 and 2-10.
Yeah, and you're pointing out all the stuff that doesn't matter. You guys are both in the wrong.
I think it does matter. The recruits players, seem to like the uniforms.
Players love it.
They don't give a shit.
They came in, saw those unis, and were pumped. I'm sure they loved it.
They must have been really pumped against Iowa, too, right?
No, this is God honest truth. The guys, the team didn't know about those uniforms until Saturday morning. And when they got to the locker room, like they were just jacked to the moon that they were going
to
wear.
They need to do this every game. We'd go 12-0.
Maybe.
Wow. This is groundbreaking stuff. I can't believe Campbell and every other coach haven't thought of this
Gray
before.
Proving himself to be the
By the way, I loved it.
They actually 31.
They
acts like he's 70.
Oregon, I think it was this past week they lost, right? They lost
to
but they have cool jerseys. How the hell they lose?
Dude, here's the thing though. They literally modeled their uniforms after real ducks.
It was awesome.
And they looked like ducks. They had orange feet running around. It was sweet.
They had beaks and everything.
It was sweet, dude. Yeah. It didn't work. They lost, but it was still sweet to look at.
Back to the uniforms. You liked them, the gray ones?
I didn't love them.
I didn't either. I thought they were okay.
But I thought they were okay.
Yeah, I thought they were okay. I'd give them a 9 out of 10.
I would have gone a little lighter on the gray because I thought the gray and the red were too dark. I mean, it was kind of hard to read the back of the uniforms.
He sounds just like
I didn't mind them.
You sound just like Joe
My texter tweet.
I can't have a little criticism of – I mean, it's not even criticism. They're okay.
My texter tweet was that they no longer looked like McDonald's employees. They looked like futuristic McDonald's employees. That's what I thought.
I give them a 9 out of 10. I'd like to see the like chrome helmets, the mirrored helmets with the eye.
If you could pick the perfect uniform, what is it though? Could Iowa State ever?
I don't know.
Like they couldn't do a black because that's Iowa's color. I mean, what can they do?
No, that's stupid. They can do black.
To me, like the charcoal with a little bit of like camo in there with the that'd be sick. No, I loved them. I have zero complaints.
God, I can't wait to see what they're gonna pull out this.
They look.
I wish they would embrace.
They looked better on TV. Than they did live. Did you watch the tape? I thought they looked better on TV.
Yeah.
See, I never saw them up close. Stansbury said he thought they looked better up close and personal than they did on TV.
It's all a taste.
I wish we would embrace the old tornado a little bit more. I realize it's part of the Cy logo, but Cy is irrelevant. Like, we have an intro right now at the stadium with the weather alert and all that crap. Like, have a big old fat tornado on your jersey, man.
I hate the I-State logo myself.
You know?
I like the I-State logo. It's clean.
Everyone's
it's
scared of a tornado. Embrace the tornado.
Least surprising take ever.
The tornado, as long as it keeps that blue out of it that they had back when Seneca was here.
You didn't like the blue?
No.
Yeah, like, the blue sucked. We can agree on
it. It isn't your team color, and you just introduce a new one.
Yeah.
It's like, now we're blue and red.
The Walking Cy will forever be my favorite.
Me too. I don't know why we didn't roll with that one. That's the best logo Iowa State's ever had.
I know it's sacrilegious, but I don't know. And again, the story fine, but I don't know why we embrace Cy as a mascot anyway. We need a freaking tornado as a mascot.
It's because of the – you don't know where it comes from?
No, I get it.
It goes back to the original university, but way back in like 1900 because we were the Cardinals.
I get it. We're the Iowa State Cyclones, though. You know, it's like that.
Well, what do you want?
Like, how would a mascot be a tornado?
Yeah, how the hell are you going to do
that,
Mark?
Well, how's a mascot a tree? Like at Stanford. You just got a dude lumbering around.
Yeah, and he looks like a total idiot.
Well, I don't know. We're an engineering school. You come up with a massively cool – we could be the coolest mascot in the country. Literally a rotating tornado could be walking around the field. They could figure it out.
You
smart
know
guys up there.
Once again, we proved that we're a podcast analyzing a team that's won now.
I'm not going to apologize
nine
for like
games
tornadoes.
In the last 3 years.
Are they going to play the same song coming out of the entrance since they won? Will they stick with it?
Dude,
I am under impressed with the intro.
It's horrible.
Dude. It's like
Smoke on the Water was better than what they're
like
doing now.
It felt like they turned it down even more last week.
Smoke on the Water, the Rhodes entrance was better than what they're doing right now.
Where is the volume, boys?
The only thing I like now is when Mike Warren waves the flag. That looks really
why
cool.
Not, why not?
Because I'm an American.
Why not? What happened to the tunnel? I didn't have any problem with the inflatables. last year. Bring the tunnel back.
I let Campbell know what I think about Thunderstruck.
Did you?
Didn't get a response.
Jeez. Oh, he's probably thinking, really?
He changed it, though. Did you let him know what you thought about this last song? What was the song again? No, I forget.
It was Thunderstruck.
You could barely hear it, though.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was Thunderstruck. But you couldn't hear it.
That's right.
Whatever.
That's how little I pay attention to this stuff. We won the game.
It's not about you. When are you ever going to realize it's not about you?
My big take is you guys keep making this a big deal. It's not a big deal. The players don't care. They can sit.
No, they do care.
They don't care.
Trust me, they do.
I've had multiple Iowa State basketball players
who have heard my takes on Jock Jams. Completely different players have come up to me and being like, God, keep preaching, man.
Nobody cares about
that
teacher music.
That is completely different. They're warming up for hours on end inside there for basketball. How long are they
hours on end?
Or an hour and a half they're out there from the beginning until it's shooting. They want some pump-up music. I get that. That's completely different than a five-second clip of a song.
I didn't know,
Football players warm up. I didn't know that the stretching period.
I got there extra early last week, so I was there probably 40 minutes before
kick, 30 minutes before kick. You were bothering me about this.
Well, yeah, I know, dude, and you were responding, so obviously you weren't too busy.
No, I didn't have to do pregame because I had my daughter.
But I realized we're a Midwest school. We're not a South school. We're not in West Virginia, but most of the warm-up music was country.
Yeah.
I'm like, when did we become a country school? And not only country.
Well, we're an ag school.
But they're literally warming up, and they're playing not even a hit from Hootie and the Blowfish back from 94, 95. They're playing like a B-track from their Cracked Rear View album, which I was a fan
of.
I like the album.
You reminded me. Last night I was – so my daughter and I, every night before she goes to bed, we listen to country music together. We watch videos. That's how I calm her down.
Yeah.
And came across this deal. I believe it was the Grand Ole Opry of Darius Rucker singing Let Her Cry acoustic.
Let Her Cry.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I had very impure things happen to my body. Listening to Darius Rucker.
I'm going to see if I can get this on mic. I'm going to crack something open here, so be quiet.
Yeah, we need to get going with
picks. Be quiet while I open this. All
right. Daddy's got to go work out.
Shh.
Getting fat.
Listen.
Oh, that sounds like a frisky.
Sounds juicy.
Are you going to take the shot before picks?
That's beautiful.
You have to take the shot before picks.
Before picks, huh?
Isn't that how I did it last week?
No,
Williams, take a whiff of that, dude. Take a whiff. Oh, man, that's strong.
Should I get the periscope going for this?
That is strong. I got to get the shot glass and squeeze a little bit more juice into this thing.
You go ahead and you
and we got to make our picks first. Picks first, then the shot, or the shot, and then the picks?
It's up to Adam.
I don't care, guys. I'll do either.
Do you want to do the shot or the picks?
Sure, let's do the shot.
Okay. Let me I'm going to pull up the periscope here. Let her cry.
First off, I don't need a chaser, right? I'm not a little bitch like you guys.
There's been a lot of swearing on this podcast today.
You're welcome.
Adam Gray eats cat food.
All right, let me know when we're going on the periscope so I can squeeze a little bit more juice into this glass for the people watching.
Okay, we are now live here on Periscope. If you're joining us on Periscope, welcome to the Charterhouse Real Estate offices. It's the podcast where our annual or our weekly loser of our picks competition has to take a disgusting shot.
And I did. I went 1-4 last week.
Today, yeah, Adam Gray went 1-4 last week.
Not good.
And Mark Charter here is getting his shot ready. What are we having today?
There's not even any liquid coming out of there, Mark.
No, look, I told you it's got the consistency of snot.
How do I drink that? Like, I'll dip that in.
That one had a little piece of meat in it. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get juice in here. Oh, we're almost done here. Seriously, I can't fill this glass, dude. I'm trying.
I don't even know how I'm going to drink this. This is so thick.
You're the one that said you didn't need a chaser, big shot.
I'm going to have to put my tongue in the glass just to lick it out.
Oh, my God.
That's all right. Clean it up.
I'm about to lose it. Can I throw a little water in here just so we can drink it?
Yeah, I think we'd put just a tad, though, because you don't want to take away from the girth of it.
The girth of it.
Here, let's get a close-up of that.
Oh, my God.
Ooh. It looks like somebody pooped out corn.
Oh, man. I'm stressed.
My daughter's had diarrhea all week. This is what, like you. This is what it reminds me of.
Oh, my God.
Do you have a straw or something here to stir this up?
I can't lose the rest of the year, dude. Payback's going to be brutal.
Yes, it is, buddy.
Yeah,
yes,
we do
is.
Need to find a stir or a pen. How about just a pen?
Yeah, just put a disgusting pen that's been all over the place.
Why don't you get it on his man purse right here with his initials on it right there? What was that, like $4,000 for that man purse?
Shut up.
Hey, some dork just told us to grow up.
Here we go.
On Twitter.
There we go. Someone that actually listens to us is telling us to grow up.
Yeah,
why are you listening?
That's kind of what I want to know.
Jeez.
I mean, hell, this is like our 95th episode, and you're telling us to grow up now?
96th episode. Welcome to the party.
Yeah.
All right.
By the way, we have a little podcast party lined up. We'll do
we'll
details next
week.
In
a little bit.
Do you want me to get you a garbage can?
For
in case,
what?
Are you going to vomit?
No, I'm not going to vomit.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure.
All right. Here's Adam Gray drinking his shot.
Dude, get the chaser.
Friskies.
You know, here. In case you need it. All right. This is what you get for going 1-4.
To Iowa State.
He did it. All right.
That was tasty.
Let's describe it. None of us have ever drank anything like that before.
Tastes like Thanksgiving dinner.
It wasn't that bad, was it?
No.
I didn't think it would be.
No, it wasn't too bad.
It smells like turkey in here, kind of.
Because cats eat a lot of the same stuff we do, other than poop and stuff.
Do you now have
It wasn't good, but it wasn't that bad.
Do you now have an understanding of why cats come sprinting when they hear that can open? They love
it, yeah.
Dude. No, I don't understand that aspect.
They literally eat that up. All right, everybody.
Hey, he paid up.
See you, Twitter.
God.
All right.
Long story short, I will not lose again the rest of the year.
See,
my problem is I always come in here underprepared, and I do picks as we're doing this, like you do.
I do the same thing.
Isn't that true?
It is 100% true.
Really?
Not this week, though. This week, I actually...
I'm not prepared.
I actually prepared a little bit.
I'm prepared. I'm going to start us off.
Okay.
First pick this week. We already talked about this game, and I've got a very compelling reason. The game is tonight, I believe. Kansas-Texas Tech. Literally the worst two defenses in the country.
Yep.
The over-under is at 80.
Yep.
I think Tech by themselves scores in the 60s, maybe 70, by themselves.
Yeah.
I'm taking the over in that game. Okay. I'm all over the over.
I'm going to bet the same game. I want Tech at minus 28.
Kim?
It dropped down. It was 28.5 earlier today. It's at 28 now.
You like that? Okay.
I honestly don't know if I would have taken it at 28.5 because who knows.
That ugly little hook.
Yeah.
All right, Gray.
Texas Tech, minus 28. Got it in here. All right. So, LSU just fired Les Miles. That offense is terrible. They're playing Missouri at home.
Mm-hmm.
Missouri's offense is not very good either. LSU's got a good defense. I don't see – the over-under is 53.5. I don't see – sorry, that taste just kind of stopped a little bit.
You're like choking. Oh, man.
Missouri, I don't see them scoring over 13, which means LSU's got to score 40 to cover this. I don't see that happening either. I like the under –
that's
53.5.
I like that play. I wouldn't go opposite of that. Can I jump in with my second one?
Yeah.
I want Stanford at plus 3.5 at Washington. Battle of top 10 teams going on, going head-to-head tomorrow night.
Stanford should have lost.
I've got that.
No, I agree, but I think Washington's one of the more overhyped teams in the country.
It's boring, so. But I've got that exact same pick as Williams.
Okay.
Yep. Not a bad pick at all. Washington, they seem like people are all
they're
in
very
on their
trendy pick right now. Well, who knows? Maybe they're for real. They can prove it to me on
how
Friday
did they
night.
Finish up last week? They're 15-point favorites at Arizona. What was the final of that game? Do you remember?
I don't think they covered.
They
won
cover.
By 11, I
what?
Think.
What?
They were 15-point favorites at Arizona last
who was?
Week.
I can tell you.
Washington was.
They won.
I don't remember.
Here, I'll tell you.
I don't know if they covered or not.
I don't believe they did. No, they won by 7, 35-28.
Did you see the worst beat of the weekend last week, the Arizona State game?
Pretty sure Gray had one of the worst beats of all
the
time.
The UCLA one last week was pretty tough on me. The fumble of the
Arizona State one was worse because that was the returned onside kick.
Ooh.
With under a minute left, and that changed the
like
the
Jeremy
outcome.
Reeves against Texas Tech.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, I'm going to go Oklahoma State. They've been good to me. They've been bad to Williams.
Oh, they've been awful.
Yeah, they're minus 2.5 at home against Texas. I still don't believe in Texas. Okie State just had a tough one at Baylor. They're back home now. They win that game by a touchdown.
I'd give anything to have my Oklahoma State and Wisconsin picks back. That's cost me like 4 games this year.
Yeah.
Those two teams by themselves have.
Yep. Yeah. All right. What do you got, Williams?
I'm going to go with an under.
Okay.
Somewhat surprising one. I'm going to take the under for Louisville and Clemson. It's 67.5.
Okay.
I think that Dabo Sweeney's smart enough to know that he's not going to outscore Lamar Jackson, and I think Clemson really tries to take the air out of the ball.
That's a phenomenal game.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch that game.
By
that's
the way,
a, that's
if
a
you're,
night game, right?
If you're 6 o'clock, I think. If you're a better, by the way, betting just the under in a football game is the worst way to watch a football game.
Because you're cheering for nothing.
You're cheering for punts.
Yeah, and run the ball.
That's what you want. Yep, keep the clock running.
Yep.
I'm on the same game, different outcome as Williams here. I'm going to take I'm a believer. I just am, and maybe it's hype. I get it, but I'm going to take Louisville minus the 2 points.
Dude,
they have looked great.
Do you know that they opened plus two?
That's okay. Money, yeah. Money's changing the line.
But how often does a home team lose, especially when they're a top five team?
I know a friend who may have taken them at plus two on Sunday.
Really? I mean, we're going to find out if this guy's legit or not, but they've got a legit coach, right?
They're both legit, yeah.
So, I think Louisville pulls it out.
Kep? I wouldn't pick that game with your money. Although, if I had a gun to my head, I would I'd probably take Clemson just because it's a night home game.
Yeah.
But I would not feel comfortable with it. That's a phenomenal game. And I like the fact it's at 6. Get done watching Iowa State, you get home.
Oh, yeah.
You can watch
Iowa State, man, those games at
I like the 11
are awesome.
I like it.
I freaking love them.
Mm-hmm.
Can I jump in on one just because I just saw it and I really like it?
Yep.
South Carolina.
You realize it's not going to just leave right away here, right?
No, I know, but I'll forget it is my point because I'm not writing these down. I like South Carolina at plus 17.5 hosting Texas A&M.
Yeah, they're horrible, but that's not a bad
point. I know they're horrible, but it's an SEC home game. And
yeah.
I mean, I think that's an inflated line. I don't think they're that bad.
I got this team killed me, and I think they killed everybody last weekend because no one saw it coming. Michigan State just was horrible against Wisconsin. They're going on the road. I think this is one of those where people are overreacting because they're only 6.5-point favorites to an Indiana team that just lost to Wake Forest.
Mm-hmm.
I like Michigan State to win that by more than a touchdown.
Yeah, that's probably a good play, although Indiana just has a weird reputation of playing really well against good teams.
They do, but they typically still lose.
Then you're right, and then they like blow it in the last five minutes of the game and lose by double digits.
Yeah.
This next one I'm thoroughly confused on. I thought that Michigan State was a really good team because they went in and pounded Notre Dame. Notre Dame stinks.
Yeah,
right?
Notre Dame's awful.
So then the next week, you're like, home game against Wisconsin, cost me on a parlay. Michigan State doesn't even show up, right? So does Michigan State also stink, or is Wisconsin really good? I'm going to side with Wisconsin is much better than I thought they are. I'm going to take them plus 10.5 at the Big House. Hmm. I think they keep it close.
That's gone because that was plus 9 when it opened, wasn't it?
Something like that.
I made a vow to myself after last week to never touch Wisconsin again this year.
Who are they, though?
I don't know. Well, I don't know. And frankly, we think Michigan's good, but they haven't played anybody either.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll learn a lot on Saturday when you watch that game.
Yep. 10.5. Take it. Book it.
Michigan beat a good Colorado team. Isn't it weird to say Colorado's good?
Yeah, it is weird. They're the ones who beat Oregon last week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were up 21 or 14 on Michigan.
It's crazy.
I'm going to go NFL for my last two picks because I sucked at college last week, so I'm going to mix it up. I'm going to go against a team that sucks. Charter knows they suck more than anybody. I'm
going
to take Lions minus 3 at the Bears.
It's not a
bad
pick.
The Bears haven't covered. They haven't been close. They look terrible.
That line surprises me. I realize it's a home game, but the Bears' home record going back to last season and this season is garbage.
Yeah.
So home means nothing, and they've shown nothing on offense. So I don't know how they beat the Lions, frankly. So, yeah, I don't disagree with that.
Go ahead and take your other one.
Another one I think people are overreacting to last week. Jets went. They threw 6 interceptions against the Chiefs. They're back home. Seattle's got to fly all the way across the country to play them. Jets are 2.5-point underdogs. I will take the Jets to win that game outright.
I heard this is not a bad pick either. I heard that Fitzpatrick completed more passes to the Chiefs than he did to Eric Decker and Brandon Marshall in that game.
He did. He did.
So that's ugly. My last one. Solely because this will give me even more to cheer for, I guess. I am going to I'm somewhat hesitant, but I'm going to take ISU-Baylor. I'm going to go over 61 points on that. Baylor is going to score. There's no question they're going to score. I think they'll score at least in the 40s. And Iowa State knows that they got to score, and they're going to chuck it, I think, a lot in this game. So I like that number.
So I almost took Iowa State in the under here because I think Baylor, if they watch the San Jose State tape, they look at it and say, hey, if we're going to beat Iowa State, we just need to run the ball. I mean, Iowa State couldn't stop the
And they run it a lot already. And Baylor does run it a lot.
So I think it's going to be a little bit different for how they normally score against us, where they just drop back and they throw and score out them. I think they're going to run it, and they'll still score, but they'll take more time. And if Campbell is smart, they will try to run the ball just so they can keep the ball out of Baylor's hands. I take the under on that one. So I hope you're wrong, Charlie.
Are you officially taking the
No, I've already used up all my 5 picks.
Okay.
I
mean, the question is, do you think Iowa State in that game against Baylor can score 21 points? Yes or no? I think that they can.
Yeah.
And they will. And if they score 21, that means Baylor's scoring 40.
Yep, and you're looking pretty good.
So I you know, that's what I see.
Man, I'm considering three games for my last pick. One of them is Baylor in the 16.5 to cover. Especially with that hook.
Especially after you just wrote an article said five reasons to be bullish in Iowa State.
Well, I know. And plus, when I pick against Iowa State, usually good things happen. I like Tennessee at Georgia, but it's at 3.5. If it was at 3, I'd probably take it. And
Georgia's, they're so weird, aren't they?
Yeah, I don't. And I'm also considering Oklahoma and 3.5 at TCU because I don't think TCU is very good after watching them pretty closely the last few weeks.
I don't trust either of those teams.
Neither do I, especially on the road. And I kind of like LSU in the 13 just because usually there's a bounce back when you fire a coach. And
smells like cat food in here.
Just take your time, Stinks. Williams.
I'm gonna take Baylor in the 16.5.
So this is the point because you'd yell at me. Does he not get the same treatment? He's betting against his team.
If he's betting real money,
I'm not betting real money. I'm.
Oh, so it doesn't matter. It's the money versus the spirit.
The money, yeah. You can't bet real money against your own team. You just can't do it.
No,
you agree with me on that?
Absolutely.
You can bet real money for your own team.
What's the Vikings line? Maybe I change it to the Vikings line. Because I don't want this to come down to me having to take a shot.
The Vikings D is legit.
What's the Vikings line? They're on Monday Night Football.
Okay, they are favored by 5 now.
The Vikings are starting to make a...
Give me the Vikings.
The Vikings are making a quarterback and a running back look unneeded.
Yeah, Vikings. I want the Vikings at -5.
All right.
Who are they playing?
The Giants.
Giants.
In Minnesota?
Yeah.
Yep. I can't believe they're winning without Teddy Bridgewater. It is unbelievable to me.
Hey, if I would have known...
God, you've overreacted so much on that.
I didn't. If I would have known that they were going to get Sam Bradford, I wouldn't have overreacted.
They'd be 2-1 right now with Sean Hill. They'd be fine.
I mean, it can't be more than a couple more weeks before Bradford's out for the season,
I'm not trying to settle for a decent season. I have Super Bowl aspirations.
How many games in a row has Bradford gone in his career without an injury? Like, how many games consecutively has Bradford played without some injury that kept him out?
Has he ever gone through a full season?
Yeah, no, I don't think
His defense, he's never really had much around him.
In his non-defense, he's injury-prone as hell. I mean, going all the way back to college. He likes to get hurt.
Was he injury-prone in college?
Hell yeah.
His first year, as a rookie, he played all 16 games. His third year, he played all 16 games. And last year, he played 14 games.
Yeah, I was to say, he wasn't bad last year.
He missed games at Oklahoma, though. He had a knee or something at Oklahoma.
He hurt his shoulder his last year there, I believe, in Oklahoma.
Yeah, he definitely got hurt, though.
He barely played his last year there because he came back and everyone was kind of wondering why he came back.
Oh, yeah. Did he get hurt against Iowa State? No, that was AP.
AP when he dove into the end zone.
That was,
broke his collarbone, right?
Yeah.
That's what you get for trying to showboat the Cyclones.
Yeah.
His junior year, he only played 3 games. Freshman, sophomore year, he played the full season. So, yeah. And he won the Heisman, I believe, his sophomore or junior year.
Correct.
Either one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll probably get hurt at some point because the Vikings line isn't very good.
It's terrible.
But hopefully it's not a severe injury.
Although Khalil's out for the season now.
That helps the line.
It can't hurt.
That helps the line.
Worst left tackle in the league?
For years in a row. All right, good job today, guys.
Thanks.
We're all over the place, which is what we do well.
Pretty intriguing podcast.
Can you, by the way,
licking my hands, will you guys send me to the doctor?
I'll feel bad if you get sick later. What you mentioned something, and we are only 4 weeks away, I think. Do we have a plan at all for the 100th?
We do have a plan.
Do you want to tell me anything?
I don't even know what the plan is.
We have a tentative plan we will talk about when we get off this, me and you will, and then we will tell everyone about it next week.
Okay, that sounds like a good deal.
So you guys are in the dark for now. Sorry.
All right. See you guys. Have a great weekend.